You have your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians tonight, chapter 11. We'll begin reading this afternoon on verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 16. Paul says, I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak if it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequently, in deaths often. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? But Charles, I'd like to preach tonight for a few minutes, if God will be my help. Sustained by God's grace. Sustained by God's grace. As we see Paul here, and Paul's a talking. Now he's not boasting about himself. He says, hey, listen, he said, this ain't come from God. He said, this ain't a message from the Lord. He said, but it's a message of my heart about what God has done for me. What he was doing, he wasn't boasting, boasting himself. He was just saying that I've been in some places. He said, I've been in some situations. I've been in some hardships. I've been in a lot of things in my life. He said, I was one of you. He said, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He said, I was an Israelite. He said, I am the seed of Abraham. Amen. He said, are they ministers of Christ? In verse 23, he said, I speak as fool. I am more. He said, I'm more than just a minister of Christ. He said, I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart. He said, I'm a man that's got a place, he's going to a program that he's got, and a place I'm going with, praise God, the Lord, and the Lord God Almighty, amen, is directing me in a path. Now, a lot of times we think that we have the things that we contend with, but I will say there's nobody ever contended with anything like Paul did. Amen. Paul's my hero. Amen. Paul was up against a lot of opposition, but he never quit. He never gave in. And boy, I thank God for that, don't you? Because of that, he could write us this unto us and lift us up, encourage our hearts by the marvelous grace of God. That's a sustaining grace of God Almighty. Paul said there was some things that he went through in the flesh. He said he was in verse 23. He said, I'm more in labors. He said, more abundant in stripes. He said, I worked hard for the Lord. He said, I had stripes, amen, above measure. He said, I was in prison more frequently, in deaths often. I'll ask you tonight, how many times have you ever been beaten? Amen. How many times have you been to prison for loving Lord Jesus Christ and telling people about Him? I don't think there's anybody in here that's been locked up for bragging on Jesus. Amen. I wonder sometimes as Christians if they were trying to convict us of being a Christian, if they'd have enough proof to put us in jail. Amen. Amen. Oh me. I wonder if they was trying to convict us, you and me, of being a Christian, if they'd even have enough proof, amen, that they could try us and put us in jail. Amen. Think about it. But Paul said, I was in jail often. He said, they didn't like what I was saying, praise God. They'd take me and railroad, put me in jail, and God would get me out. Amen. God would bring him out. You know what he did? He'd go home with his tail between his legs, whining. But no, praise God, he'd come out there preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, he would preach to the guards, amen, their jail. Praise God, he'd start a jailhouse ministry, and everybody started getting saved and say, we got to turn him loose, or he's going to change his whole jail. Amen. Everybody in here is going to get saved if we leave Paul in here. Amen. Praise God, I'm talking about the sustaining power of God's grace, amen. He was put in jail, he was beaten, he was flogged, he was mistreated terribly, praise God, but he come out shouting the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 25, well, he said verse 24, he said, Jews five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Five times he was beaten, received 39 stripes. For preaching the gospel. Amen. Well, you say, why'd they do that? Because they didn't like it. Amen. They just like the world today. They don't like the gospel. They don't like the truth of God's word, the truth, praise God, that good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Whole lot of people just don't like it. But he was sustained by God's grace. Amen. What'd he do? He just kept preaching. He said, thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Have you ever been beaten with rods? No. Have you ever been stoned? No. Amen. Praise God. We're blessed, ain't we?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, thrice I suffered shipwreck. You ever been shipwrecked? Amen. For a cause of Christ? No. Didn't think so. A night and a day I have been in the deep. You ever been shipwrecked? You been out floating around the ocean without any help for a night and a day? No, you haven't. Amen. Praise God. He said, in journeying often. Look what he said. He said, praise God, I moved around a lot. You know he had to. Amen. They was tight, praise God. He had to keep moving, praise God, to stay out of their hands. Those that would try to take him, those that would try to stop him. Man, have you ever had to keep moving to keep them from locking you up? Amen. I don't think so. No, ain't none of us. But Paul did. He said, I had to keep moving. He said, in journeys often. Amen. In perils of waters. Amen. He said, I had to cross rivers. Amen. You ever crossed any rivers? Praise God. Try to preach the gospel. Try to give the gospel. Amen. I'm talking about the sustaining grace of God. Paul did. Amen. He said, let me just tell you where God brought me, where God took me, what God allowed me to do. Amen. Praise God. He said, in perils of water. He said, in perils of robbers. Amen. You ever have to contend with bandits for the gospel's sake? Amen. How many of you ever had to fight for your Bible? Amen. Praise God. Paul did. Had to stand up for the gospel. Amen. Had to contend with robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. His own people, praise God, had tried to dissuade him, tried to beat him down, tried to stop him. He said, not only in perils of my own country, he said, in perils by the heathen. He said, them old Gentile dogs, praise God. The ones God sent me trying to help, amen, they didn't appreciate what I was telling them. Amen. They tried to railroad him, they tried to destroy him, they tried to shut him up. But praise God, he kept preaching to them anyway. That's what the love of God does, praise God. That's what the sustaining grace of God is able to do. It's able to press to help us to press on, praise God, even when nobody wants to hear it.
Amen.
Amen. You look around today, there's a whole lot of places they don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Because Holy Ghost conviction will set in. Amen. You know what's happening in a lot of our lives, praise God. God's a help in our heart. He's bringing us to a place, praise God, where when people see us, they see how we're living and see what we're trying to do, praise God. Used to, they just kind of went along with us because they said, you know what, this too will pass. But now what's happening, Brother Bud, is the Holy Ghost of God is starting to deal with their heart because they're seeing something that's in you and I, praise God, that's real, it's genuine, it's not belief, it's not for show, praise God, it's the real deal.
Amen.
Amen. And folks are starting to get skittish. When they get around you, they start feeling all squirmy. Amen. They start looking for other things to do and other places to be. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. You know what? They can run, but they can't run from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. They can run, but they can't hide. Glory be to God. Brother Lynn, he knows where they're at, and we're lifting them up to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's a blessing, and he's a help, and he's a drawing, praise God, and we're seeing the marvelous hand of God working today.
Amen.
Amen. We're seeing young people get saved. We're seeing old people get saved. We're seeing middle-aged people getting saved, birthed into the family of God, and praise God, we just got to keep that sustaining grace of God, that power that we have, like Paul had. We just got to keep it and keep pressing on for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I was in perils in the heathen, in perils in the city, and in perils in the wilderness. Amen. He said, I was in the city and they was perils. He said, I went out in the country and they was perils. Seemed like everywhere he went, so there's somebody there that didn't like what he had to say. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you, church, everywhere we go, there's going to be somebody that don't like what we got to say. But praise God, you know what I'm going to do, Brother Don? We just got to say her anyway. Amen. Glory be to God. Lift up the name of Jesus. And if a hair lifts the devil, praise God for that. And just begin to lift up the name of the Lord and praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. That sustaining grace of God that moves in our heart, that gives us that unction and that power. Praise God. We just got to keep a preaching it everywhere we go. You say, preacher? Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm just a lay member. Praise God. Every one of us are the preachers of the gospel. Every one of us is supposed to be proclaiming the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Taking the gospel out into the world and compelling them to come in. The Bible says, your grandmother is supposed to be teaching and the knowing and admiration, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ to all your little old granddaughters. Amen. You mamas, praise God, supposed to be bringing up them little old girls, praise God, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teach them how to be a good godly mama. Praise the Lord. And you daddies are supposed to be bringing them up in the nurture and admonition, Lord, to be good godly men. Amen. What's happening in America, praise God, we forgot our place. We come up, we say, well, somebody else will do it. They'll do it down at the schoolhouse. Yeah, you give them about 8 hours. They'll ruin that younger, he won't be worth killing. Amen. Praise God. We better take them back. We better bring them up. Nurse and admonition, Lord. We better put this Bible said like Deuteronomy 6. He said we never put that book before their face. Keep it there of a morning. Put it there at noon. Bring it there at night. Give it to them before they pillow their head so they can dream about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they can know, praise God. I'm talking about the sustaining grace of God. To bring up a generation, praise the Lord, that love God. You know what I'd like to see? You know what I'd like to see, church? I'd like to see Amelia, and I'd like to see Trinity and Harmony and Andrew and Miles, praise God, and Allie and Malachi. I'd like to see all of them, praise God, come up loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God touching their heart, and our little Luke down here, praise God, touching heart, come up, be missionaries for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to see them go to the mission field. Praise God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Young, did you listen? Just pray God will put you where He wants you. Put Him where He'll use you. Praise God. And just get in the field and give God glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, everybody ain't called. Praise God. Those that want to do something for the Lord, He'll call them. He'll put you to work. Praise God. He won't leave you sitting idle on the sidelines. Amen. Miss Amelia was talking about this morning. She's a God's gift her. She's learned to play these instruments. Praise God. I asked her, what are you going to use it for? She said, well, I don't know. I said, use it for Jesus. Amen. Anybody ask you what you're going to use it for? I said, I'm going to use it for Jesus. Glory to God. What a blessing. Amen. Use whatever you have for Jesus, glory to God. I want to see missionaries grow up. I want to see people, mamas and daddies grow up and love the Lord, praise God. And go take our children, take them by the hand, carry them down to the house of God, help them get in, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, how do we, it's that sustaining grace of God that'll bring you through the trials and the tribulation. Put your feet upon a solid foundation so you can take a stand, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. We've done soft-footed this thing too much. We're about to let the devil have all of our young'uns and our churches and our families and our homes and our country. Amen. But it's time that we stand up, praise God, and try to make a difference.
Amen.
Do it one youngin' at a time, one family at a time. Take your family, my family, and their family, praise God, and bring it together for the glory of God in the last days that we live. We still have an opportunity to make a difference. You have an opportunity to make a difference. Amen. Paul said, he said, my own country, the country, the city, the wilderness. He said, I couldn't find nowhere. Pearls was everywhere. Amen. He said, pearls in the seas and pearls among false brethren. You know, there's a lot of false brethren. There's a lot of people that say, oh, how I love Jesus. But they don't love the brethren. Amen. There's a lot of people that say, I'm a church member. My name's on the roll somewhere. But they don't love the brethren. The Bible says, that's how you know you're saved, because you love the brethren.
Amen.
Amen. I think, I don't know what you, I feel the love of God in this place. I love every one of you. I thank God for you. I think you're my brothers and sisters in Christ. You ladies are my sisters. You fellows are my brothers. Glory be to God. We're part of a big family.
Amen.
Amen. And we do this thing together. Paul said, hey, Lord be God. He said, they was false brethren. But he said, they was perilous. He said, I went through these things. He said, I'm not boasting myself. He said, I'm lifting up God. Amen. He said, in weariness and painfulness. Amen. Talking about that, the labor and the toil that he went through. Amen. Trying to stay focused, trying to stay on track, trying to fight the adversity that is in his life, praise God, and press on for the cause of Christ. Amen. Think about it. Can you imagine going through all that he went through? Most of us would have given up a long time ago. Amen. When that first one rose up and said, Paul, I don't even believe you're called. Amen. He'd have said, okay. We'd have said, okay, and we'd went to the house and shut her down, never said a word. Amen. Praise God, old Paul stayed in there, glory to God. It didn't matter what they said in Jerusalem. Jerusalem didn't call him. The church didn't call him. Jesus Christ called him.
Amen.
Put him in gave him a commission to go and preach to the Gentiles. To those dogs, praise God, they might receive the word of God. He said he was in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often. I think of old Paul watching, having a lot of sleepless nights. Amen. Amen. I believe he had a lot of sleepless nights. I believe there's a lot of nights that he spent praying and seeking God's face, seeking direction from the Lord. We used to have old saints of God that would pray all night. The children would hear a mama or daddy or mama or papa, praise God, in the other room, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, praying. Amen. Weeping and crying over lost loved ones. Weeping and crying over children that weren't saved, that they're afraid wouldn't get in. Amen. You know what's wrong, church? We've lost our tears. Used to it broke our heart when loved ones got up to the age of accountability. They didn't get saved. Amen. Now they go on and go on, and it just don't bother us no more. Why? Because we've lost our tears. We haven't had any sleepless nights praying for them, lifting them up to the Lord, asking God to help us. Amen. Paul said his weariness and painfulness. He stays watchful, watchings often. He said in hunger and thirst and fastings. Amen. Paul said there was times that I didn't have no food. He said there was times I didn't have nothing to eat. And he said, these days that I went without for the cause of Christ. Amen. He said, well, Paul could have had anything he wanted. See, Paul was a tent maker. He built tents by trade. And he plied his trade when he could. But you know what he didn't do? He didn't let that stand in the way of preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this is what God called me to do. Amen. And with his disabilities, he said, you know, Paul had disabilities. Paul wasn't a whole like we would think. Paul had a real bad problem with his eyesight. Amen. We see in the Word of God, sir, he said, you see how large a letter I write unto you. Amen. Because he didn't have an Emmaus. He didn't have somebody to pin it down for him. So he wrote it his own self, and he had to write it in big old block letters so he could see it. He had problems seeing, but praise God, he didn't have no problem seeing who Jesus was.
Amen.
Amen. He lift up the name of Jesus, praise God, everywhere he could go. He couldn't see. Hey, maybe he was blessed because he couldn't see all the dangers around him. He couldn't see everything that was happening. But glory be to God, he could see Jesus big and large and in charge.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad today. I can see the Lord Jesus Christ. I see a lot of things around me, but I see a Lord and a Savior who still loves me today.
Amen.
Does He love you? Amen. He loves you. Praise God. He loves you too. He loves us. He loves me. He don't love you, me a bit more than He does you. He loves each one of us. Praise God. He's there to help us. Amen. He's that sustaining grace that we need. He has it for every need. Amen. Praise God. He said, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Amen. Paul had to endure a lot. How much of that have you had to endure? We go all to pieces. In the modern day we live, Brother Kevin, we go all to pieces if the power goes out for 30 minutes. Hello? If the power goes out for 30 minutes, we just go all to pieces. Why are we going to? I mean, we just run around and act like crazy people. Amen? The power goes out for just a few minutes. Paul said he went days without food, without drink, without water, without shelter, without clothing. Amen? And he did it for the cause of Christ. We wouldn't do without electricity 30 minutes for Jesus' sake. Amen? Somebody said, why don't you do without for a little bit? I said, well, I'll do without, but I ain't going to do without my power. Most of you ladies, praise God, said, well, if I can't curl my hair, you can forget it. Amen? It ain't a day if I can't make me some locks. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad, praise God, they was one that stood firm upon the things of God. Amen? Praise God. And he said, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily. Amen. He said, the biggest thing I have, the biggest thing I can tell you about is the care of all the churches. Amen. He said, out of everything that was on my mind, it was on my heart, everything that rose up every day in my mind, everything that I was concerned with every day, he said, the biggest thing I had, the biggest care I had was my concern for the churches. Amen. He woke every morning, praise God, with a concern for the churches. Now, those of you that haven't ever pastored, you don't have a pastor's heart. God didn't give you a pastor's heart. God bless you. But praise God, you got a pastor's heart. You wake up every, I know for a fact, you wake up every morning with your little sheep on your heart. Amen. You look, and the first thing you think about is who's distressed, who's having problems, and praise God, the first thing before you ever get out of bed, you open your eyes, and the first thing you do as a pastor, praise God, you start lining up your sheep. You start counting them. You start looking. You start seeing where they're at. You're thinking about them. Amen. You got one or two that's astray. You got one or two that's not been for a while. Praise God. You start thinking about where they're at and praying God to God to keep them from the devil. Amen. You know, when you don't see them a while, you think the worst. You think that the old devil's got them, drag them off. You think you said something to make them mad. Amen. All these things is going through your heart and through your mind. And as a pastor, you love them and you want to see all of them happy and content and grazing in the pasture. Amen. That's just the way it is. And you start every day. And Paul said, my concern for the church is, praise God. All these things, but he said, glory to God. He said, I was sustained by grace in all of it. He said, when I gave up, when I could go no further, praise God, grace would kick in, and glory be God, God would take care of it all. Amen. The troubles, the heartaches, the pearls, the trials that he went through. Amen. He experienced these situations, tough situations. But he tells us, if you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, those situations that he faced, amen, praise God, they was there. But they didn't let them get the best of him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8, he said this. He said, we are troubled on every side. Amen. Do you ever feel like you're troubled on every side? Said they sang going on over here. And these things going on over here. And these things going on over here. And praise God, there's something going on back here. And you can, you're trying to work on them with both hands. But there's four things that are going on and you only got two. Amen. But Paul said, we are troubled on every side. He said, but yet not distressed. Amen. He said, we don't let this stuff bend us out of shape. He said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. He said, we're at a point of anguish of heart. We're perplexed by these things. We come to the point that we can't figure out how to get the ends and how to put them together. Praise God. But he said, we're not in despair, even though this stuff's going on. He said, we're persecuted. But he said, we're not forsaken. Amen. You know, we'd be persecuted, but God said, I'll not leave you. Persecutors can persecute us, and they can leave, and they think, well, we've done our damage, praise God. But I'm glad there's a loving Savior who'll come along, praise, and He'll pick you up, and He'll love on you. And He'll say, it's all right, son. Let me mend you up. Let me fix you. Oh, glory be to God. The devil may beat you up. He may leave you for dead, praise God. But God Almighty will come to where you are, glory to God, and He'll pick you up. He'll love you up. He'll bandage you up. He'll heal you up. He'll mend you up. Praise God. Set your feet back on the path. Say, there, youngin', go again. Amen. Amen. We got a all-powerful God. He said, praise God, we may be distressed. We may be perplexed. Amen. But He said, we're not in despair because we know who our Redeemer is and that He liveth. Praise God. Amen. The sustainer, the substance of grace that speaks to our heart. Amen. He said, persecute but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Amen. Ain't you glad the devil can only go so far? Ain't you glad, praise God, he can only go so far? He can only go so far as touching the things around you. Maybe your body a little bit, but he can't touch your soul. Amen. You want to give the devil a fit? Let me tell you how to give. Let me give you a piece of advice tonight on how to give the devil a fit. Amen. When he starts messing with your mind, he starts messing with your body. Praise God, just shut your eyes and say, my soul is satisfied. Amen. My soul is satisfied. Amen. Amen. My soul is satisfied. Glory be to God. The devil can't do nothing with that. The flesh can't do nothing with that. It has to flee, praise God. And the Holy Spirit of God takes room, praise God. And He makes Himself big. Amen. Your heart and your life. Amen. They say, my soul is satisfied. Amen. There's a lot of draw in this world. A lot of things that pull us in different directions. But I want to say, praise God, authority, God, my soul is satisfied. I know who I am. I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded He's able to keep that I've committed unto Him. Amen. But Rex, I made a commitment to my Lord. I made a commitment to my Savior. I said, Lord, I'm Yours. And Lord, You're mine. Amen. And my soul is satisfied with that situation. Amen. I'm not going to try to overrule You. I'm not going to try to go outside of Your bounds. I'm going to try to live according to Your will. Amen. Amen. That's what Paul was saying. Amen. He said, the sustaining grace of God has kept me right where God put me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, all this stuff that he went through, all this stuff that we go through, praise God, I'm glad we say it that way. All the stuff that we go through. Amen. Has God ever put you somewhere and just left you right there? Never. No, sir. Hey, we'll get bad news here, praise God. And boy, we'll all weep and mourn and cry about it. But praise God, we'll get the praising and giving it to God and casting our cares upon Him. And God will begin to bless and God will begin to help and God will begin to heal and God will begin to give us encouragement, praise God. And praise God, we keep pressing through it, Lord God, and we come out of shouting on the other side. Amen. Looking for God. That sustaining grace of God to bring us through again. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, all verse 10 said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Amen. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ manifest in our body. Now watch verse 11 said, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. He said, glory be to God. It doesn't matter what happens around us, what happens to us. Praise God. The life of the Lord Jesus Christ is manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen. He said, in this body that we live, in the mortal flesh that we dwell in, praise God, he said, the life of Christ is real.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, what God's saying, he's not just some spiritual thing that's floating around, you know, hoping that you can kind of relate to. See, that's where we're at today in the era we live. We want to try the spirits, you know, and try them on to see how many of them fit. Some of these religions have thousands and thousands of gods. Amen. And I guess they just kind of pick one for the day or for the mood that they're in. But I'm glad, Paul says, I'm glad that I've got a God. He said, no matter where I'm at, no matter where I'm going, what I'm going through, no matter the situation of the day, praise God, in my body and in my flesh, praise God, my mortal flesh, I still know there's a life in Christ. The real life. Amen, praise God. So we see the experience, the situations that he had. But you remember Lord Jesus Christ, what he went through? Amen. You say, well, preacher, we've had some pretty tough times. Yeah, Jesus went through a pretty tough time too. The Bible tells us over in Isaiah chapter 52, down about verse 14, he said, many were astounded at thee, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. His visage was so marred, more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. Amen. You say, preacher, I've had a rough life. I've been persecuted. People's talked about me. People don't like me because I'm a Christian. Praise God, they didn't like Jesus. See, they said they marred him. That his visage, that his appearance was marred more than any man. You take that person that's been in a horrible, terrible car wreck and their body is mangled and maimed. Amen. They can't even identify. The Bible said that Jesus was maimed worse than that. See, we see a picture of him in our mind. We see just a few little stripes on his back and, you know, some little old blood drops coming out of his hands, his feet, and maybe out of his side. But the Bible teaches us, praise God, that this man, Jesus, he was marred more than any man has ever been marred. His visage, his appearance was ripped to shreds. You say, why would? Because he loved you and me. He took it, praise. The sustaining grace of God allowed him to take that beating for you and I. Amen. Praise God. He took that for me and for you. Amen. Paul goes on, praise the Lord. He said, but what happens? He said, when all this stuff's coming, he said, we can't lose heart, church. He said, we can't lose heart. We can't get downhearted because of what's going on for it. He said, we got to keep looking up. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, he said, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. Do you believe today? Are you a believer? The Lord Jesus, do you believe on Him? Praise God. He's our only hope, our only help, our only situation, the only one to get us out of these situations. He said, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Amen. He said, praise God, it no matter what we go through, what we put up with here. He said, the same one that raised up Jesus, praise God, He's there, brother, to raise you up too. And no matter what you go through, no matter the trials, no matter the travail, praise God, that we have to endure. Jesus said, the same one that raised Him up, the same one that raised you up. Amen. Praise God. Bring us out, glory to God, for His glory. Verse 15 says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant, what? Grace, amen, that divine favor of God might through the thanksgiving of many debound to the glory of God. Amen. He said that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many. You know what he's talking about? He said when a bunch of folks get to praising God and get to giving Him glory for everything that He's brought them through, amen. Have you ever thought about just stopping, taking time to praise God for everything He's brought you through? You think about in your life, how many things, how many situations, praise God, He's brought you through. How many close calls you've had in your life at the hand of God, amen. You know that it was Him. Amen. And He said that the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Amen. That word redound means to pay back in excess. He said, when we begin to praise God and give God glory for just being so good to us, for bringing us through all the mess of our life, praise God, and we just begin to give Him praise and thanksgiving for it, I said it pays back all that God's done for us with excess to Him. It gives Him glory for all that He's done for us. Amen. When we go to God inhabits the praise of His people. Amen. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to lift up our voices and thank Him and praise Him and offer up thanksgiving to the Holy One of God. Praise His holy name. He says, verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. As Miss Penny said this morning, you know, she said she does pretty good till she goes to get out of bed. And when she throws those feet out the side of the bed and goes to put them on the floor, then's when the trouble sets in. Amen. That's when we become who we are, doing what we do. But he says, praise God, ain't you glad because of God Almighty that outward man, though that outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. We all getting older. Amen. I seen a feller today, I was talking to him, invited him to church stuff, been inviting him for 10 years, and he said, I'm coming. I said, you're lying to me. He said, I asked you for 10 years, you ain't been there yet. He said, well, I'm still coming. I said, well, you may be running out of time. I said, you're getting old. He said, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. I said, you kidding yourself. I said, we're getting older. Amen. Every one of us is getting older. Our flesh is starting to fail us. Things are going wrong. Amen. But praise God, even though it is, even though our outward man perishes, our inward man, it's renewed day by day with the presence of the Lord. The help and the hope that we have, that sustaining grace of God that's there to deliver us. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. Amen. Praise God. He said that light affliction, Paul says. You say, wait a minute. Light affliction? You just read us a whole list that long of what Paul went through. And he said, in my boasting, let me just tell you what I went through. He said, I ain't a boasting on me. He said, I'm a boasting on my Savior. So I want to tell you where the Lord brought me from. But I thought it was amazing. Let me just give you this and I'm done. I thought this was kind of amazing that Paul gave us that list over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And he gets down here to verse 32. And he says it's kind of like a remembrance. And he says, verse 32, and he said, in Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a garnish, desirous to apprehend me. He says, oh, yeah. He said, I about forgot something. Just let me give you one more thing. He said, I was in the city. It was controlled by a garnish. He wanted to apprehend me. And he said, and through a window and a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. He said, to God be the glory. Amen. He said, have you ever been in a garnish? Have you ever been wanting to be apprehended, to thrown in jail, to beaten, to persecuted? And God put you in a basket and lowered you down through a window. Paul said, you may not have. He said, but I have. And he said, to God be the glory. He said, God came through again. Amen. How could God have survived the sustaining grace of God? Amen. It's there. It's real. Praise God. We can't leave. Paul said, don't lose heart. Because, praise God, when we get through this thing, when we come to the end, God will still be God. And we'll still be His little children. Amen. And one day in a little while, He's going to call us home unto Himself. And He said, we're going to come away from this old world. We're going to leave here and want to bid this world goodbye. Amen. Praise God. Are you with me? Amen. Glory to God. One day in a little while, Brother Don, we're going to bid this old world goodbye. And we're going to leave out of here. Praise God. Boy, what a time that'll be. But until then, he said, hey, just depend on the sustaining grace of God. Paul said, God brought me through all this stuff. He said, I'll boast on a little bit. Amen. Just tell you about what God done for me. He was testifying. Amen. He was testifying what God had brought him through. All the pearls, all the trials, all the situations. Amen. I said all that to say this tonight. Listen to me, church. It don't matter what we go through in this world, praise God. We'll never go through as much as old Paul did. And you know how he went through it, how he survived, how he finished his course. It's because he kept his eyes on Jesus. Amen. He kept his eyes on that prize, the high calling of Christ Jesus as Lord. Amen. And he finished shouting and praising the glory, giving God glory and praise for all that he did. He said, now, he said, I finished my course. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. Amen. Praise God. What are we going to do? We're going to just fight a good fight. Amen. We're going to finish our course. What God's got for you and I to do. For these youngins, praise God, out on the mission field. Working for the Lord. Amen. Doing something for Jesus. I want to say, what we do for Him is all that matters anyway, church. What we do for Jesus is all that matters. They ain't nothing else will matter when this thing's over. Amen. When they take you down there to the funeral home, they take you down to the cemetery, bury you out in a field somewhere, they ain't going to take nothing with you. They're going to put you in a box. They'll carry out you and put you in a... They're going to plant you, praise God, waiting on the resurrection. And the only thing that, praise God, it'll stand, the only thing that'll matter is what you and I done for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said, praise God, I don't care what they do to me, I'm just going to stay on fire. We preach this much, just stay on fire for Jesus. Praise God, because He's the one that makes all the difference.